This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. The headlines: Union Cabinet approves 4 new components under special development packages for Tripura and Assam. Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas and Tourism Suresh Gopi reviews the overall functioning of various line departments in Bishnupur district of Manipur. Meghalaya government counting on the newly constituted Directorate of Prosecution to address the concerns of low conviction in cases of crime against women in the state. Northeast United FC defeats local favourite Shillong Lajong FC in the Group E fixture of the Rand Cup in Shillong. Now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet on Friday took certain key decisions, including the approval of the 4 new components under the existing Central Sector Scheme of Special Development Packages for Tripura and Assam, with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi about the Cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw added that the development of infrastructure and livelihood projects will create employment opportunities, resulting in income generation in these states. The Union Cabinet further approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwal Yojana consumers. The scheme, which is specifically targeted towards the northeastern states of Assam and Tripura, is targeted to promote equity by improving the socio-economic condition of vulnerable and marginalized groups of people. The approval will also boost employment opportunities, provide health services, promote education and skilling, and income through livelihood activities for youth and women. Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas and Tourism Suresh Gopi visited Bishnupur district of Manipur on Friday and chaired a meeting to review the overall functioning of various line departments. He also assessed the implementation of key government schemes during his visit to Manipur. In the meeting, Deputy Commissioner presented a comprehensive presentation on the district's tourism potential and a model digital island which has been developed by the district administration. The Union Minister of State emphasized the importance of further development of Loktak Lake into a world-class destination. He also provided constructive feedback to the projects taken up by various departments in the districts and spoke about the Prime Minister's dream of a transformed northeastern region. Later, Suresh Gopi also visited District Hospital, Bishnupur, and conducted a thorough inspection of the facility. The State Cabinet in Arunachal Pradesh has approved multiple policy measures aim at youth development, social welfare, education and administrative reform. The Cabinet approved the Arunachal Pradesh State Youth Policy 2025, which outlines 9 youth development goals. The policy adopts an action-oriented and collaborative approach involving government departments, non-governmental organizations, community-based organizations and youth organizations. Under the Chief Minister's Social Security Scheme, the Cabinet also approved the changes to the Chief Minister Disability Pension Component. The minimum age restriction has been removed and the disability eligibility threshold has been revised from 70% to 40%. To enhance the higher education sector, the Cabinet also approved the creation of new posts in the Education Department for strengthening higher education infrastructure across the state. The Meghalaya government is counting on the newly constituted Directorate of Prosecution to address the concerns of low conviction in cases of crime against women in the state. Chief Secretary D.P. Walang, who held a detailed meeting with the chairperson of the National Commission for Women, NCW, Vijaya K. Rahatkar in Shillong on Friday, said that conviction depends on the strength of the prosecution and the government has taken swift action by separating prosecution from investigation. The Chief Secretary also maintained that there is no sudden spike in crime against women in Meghalaya. Earlier, the National Commission for Women expressed concern over the growing trend of a large number of single mothers, women living with HIV and those struggling with drug abuse or addiction in Meghalaya. NCW chairperson said that the Chief Secretary as well as the Meghalaya DGP is assured of taking concrete measures to address the challenges. The Excise Department in Nagaland has reported significant seizures and enforcement actions over the past year. Presenting an overview of department's activities during the meeting of the Kohima District Planning and Development Board, Deputy Commissioner of Excise Zonal, Venezolu Dowho, inform that 1,040 cases were registered under the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act in the last financial year. The department seized over 1.7 kilograms of heroin and 9,000 bottles of codeine-based cough syrup, including a major haul of 1.6 kilograms of heroin at Kuzama Check Gate last September. Between January 2024 and June this year, fines exceeding 11 lakh rupees were collected. The 72nd Battalion of Sashastra Seema Bal SSB Yuksam in Gyalsing district of Sikkim on Friday organized a Tiranga Yatra as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga program. The event aimed to promote patriotism among the local population. The Tiranga Yatra was attended by personnel of the 72nd Battalion SSB Yuksam and local residents. The procession showcased the national flag and highlighted the significance of the Har Ghar Tiranga program. The event was organized to encourage citizens to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga program and hoist the national flag in their homes, fostering a sense of national unity and pride. The 84th death anniversary of Rabindranath Tagore was observed in Agartala on Friday under the initiative of the Information and Culture Department of the Tripura Government. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha was present as the chief guest at the inaugural session of the event. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister said that Rabindranath Tagore is being followed as an ideal by everyone, even as he added that people look for solution from his literature in crimes of crisis. Informing that the Bard of Bengal visited Tripura 7 times and wrote 3 novels, the Chief Minister said that the patriotism of Rabindranath is an inspiration for the next generation. The Chief Minister also asked the youths to imbibe his footsteps and change the world. A host of colourful programmes were also presented on the occasion. The Northeast United FC defeated local favourite Shillong Lajong FC in the Group E fixture of Durand Cup here on James Stadium in Shillong on Friday evening. Riding on the 2 goals of its forward Aladdin Ajare, Northeast United FC defeated Shillong Lajong by a slight margin of 2-1 at the final whistle. Shillong Lajong entered the field with the aim of conquering the fortress of Northeast United FC but received the first blow at the 5th minute in the first half when United forward Aladdin Ajare struck the goal on the pass of Khima. The first half ended with 1-0 lead for United FC. In the second half, Shillong Lajong made vehement efforts to equal the score and succeeded in the 81st minute when Figo scored the goal on a pinpoint pass by Tariang. However, Northeast United FC immediately took the lead with the second goal by Aladdin Ajare. Minister of Tourism and Higher Education in Nagaland, Temjin Imna Along, has emphasized the importance of preserving indigenous heritage while adapting to the demands of a rapidly advancing technological world. Speaking at the Development of Education in Northeast India exhibition organized by the National Archives of India and Department of Higher Education in Kohima on Friday, Mr. Along expressed deep gratitude to the Ministry of Culture and National Archives for their sustained commitment of promoting and documenting the diverse histories of the country, highlighting the unique knowledge systems traditionally practiced by the Nagas, such as the Morung-based education. The minister called on the need to document the discipline and strong values of the forefathers. Mr. Along also welcomed the proposal made by MLA Dr. Seilo Holto Hutsu for establishing a Northeast Archival Centre in Nagaland. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated across the country today. On the occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In her message, the president highlighted that the holy festival of Raksha Bandhan signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy rainfall across Arunachal Pradesh over the next couple of days. For today, an orange alert has been issued in 5 districts, the districts of Papumpare, Lower Subansiri, Lohit, Anjao and Changlang, and the remaining districts are under a yellow alert. IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall from 7 to 20 centimetres at isolated places in these districts. The weather office has warned of possible landslides, flash floods and traffic disruptions and advised residents to follow safety precautions. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.